Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. For our scripture this morning, it's Psalm 130.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities,
Lord, who could stand?
But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in God's word I hope, my soul waits for the Lord.
More than those who watch for the morning.
More than those who watch for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord.
O Israel, hope in the Lord.
O Israel, hope in the Lord.
For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with the Lord is great power to redeem. It is God who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities.
I call to you, O Lord. I wait for you, O Lord. I trust you, O Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that we're able to gather today. We give you thanks for your presence. Help us to apprehend where you are close to our beating hearts. May this word find root in our hearts, O God, and might we sing your psalms day and night and live your word in this world. For we ask it in the name of Christ, whose name is peace, and in the power of your Holy Spirit, and the people of God together say, Amen. There was a time early in pandemic when I felt heavy and oddly detached and numb 13 months ago, 12 months ago. People would ask how I'm doing, and I'd say, oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? Fine. But we weren't fine. We weren't fine. We were not fine. I found myself trying to hurry pandemic along, trying to speed things up. Like you, I had to settle for isolation. I had to settle for masking, for travel bans. Like you, I had to settle for less. Langston Hughes knew about feeling blue when he wrote, "When the shoestrings break on both your shoes and you're in a hurry, that's the blues," he says. When you go to buy a candy bar and you've lost the last dime you had, slipped through a hole in your pocket somewhere, that's the blues too, and bad. I had not lost my last dime. My shoestrings had not broken, but I was not settled. Something was out of kilter, far off. Pandemic had turned our world sideways. How are you doing? People would ask. I'm fine, but I wasn't fine. How are you doing? I would ask. And you would say, I'm fine. But we weren't fine. For me, I had become spiritually dull, emotionally numb. I couldn't explain it until some wise someone said to me, that's lament. Lament. Lament wasn't something I was feeling so much as it was something I was called to do. I needed to find words for my grieving.
I needed to find words for my loss, for my pain, for our aching. I needed to articulate that offness that we were all feeling, the weight, the worry, the woe. Lament is the process of finding those words, articulating those words, drawing those feelings into some kind of language, if nothing more than just groans. But lament is not being inattentive to that pain. Lament is paying attention to it and helping it to find expression. And that's something that I had forgotten to do. You had told me how it had been so hard to be alone for so long. How hard it was, you told me, not to see your family. How you were counting the days. How your physical isolation became emotional and social isolation. Our loved ones went to the hospital, but we could not visit them. Our loved ones went to rehab, but we could not visit them. Our loved ones died, and we could hardly bury them. We could not gather in the community for prayer and song and tears. We could not wrap ourselves up into the wider community, which one does when one grieves, but not lately. Our grandchildren went unhugged. Our classes were taken online. We had virtual cocktail hours and dances and dates. You described to me not only a stir craziness, but a sadness. We were all getting plenty of rest, but we were tired. You were mourning, and I was mourning too. Lament. It's finding language for that dull ache. When people asked how I was doing, I began to use my friend's language. I am lamenting. I'm fine. God is good. But I am lamenting. Like you, I bear a weight. And I lament. I lament. That is to say, I began to gather all these worries and woes, and I offered them to God. And this took some practice for me, because I'm always a little afraid of burdening God. I don't want to wear God out. You can, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to worry God with my concerns. But at some point, I started letting God have it. All of it. All of it. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. I began to lament, to freely lament about the pandemic, about the news headlines. I walked for justice with you in local marches. I lamented our country's growing edges. The lives of black people murdered mattered. The lives of Asian women murdered in Atlanta mattered, mattered. Immigrant lives mattered. Unemployed and laid off lives mattered. Struggling to make ends meet. Business owners wondering if their business would exist in a few months' time. Little did we know it would be many months' time. All the lives mattering, mattering, mattering. Reform the police. Reform the church. Reform the heart of mine own heart. Every day, every newscast, the COVID death toll rising, rising, no end in sight. It was hard, so tiring, such a heavy time for all of us. Not just for me, for all of us. And I lamented. I lamented over the burdens that you shared with me. I lamented for the postponed weddings. I lamented for the downsized funerals. I lamented that there were others in other isolated places that were less secure than mine, that were less comfortable, that were less provisioned than my place. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Even now, as we ease out of pandemic, my lament, as yours does, continues. I lament for brothers and sisters who've not chosen to become vaccinated yet. I grieve the possibility that that those who are unvaccinated could get this disease for which we have no cure. I grieve that they put themselves and their livelihoods and their families at undue risk. I worry they will get sick. I worry that I will preside over their funeral, and I grieve. And I grieve the restless violence that grips our local community. It's one thing to see it on the news. Violence in San Francisco, violence in Los Angeles, violence in Chicago, but not violence in Champaign. The police digging bullet holes out of vinyl siding over the front porch of houses where the porch swing sits empty. I'm so grateful for Mindy Watts Ellis, who spent the time thinking of how to form support and love for our community, that her lament took the form of these doves that were painted, hand-painted, and prayed over by children who had lost uncles and aunts and friends. A Dream staff person yesterday or Friday got news that a sibling was shot dead in a drive-by in Atlanta. And so we have 240 doves installed on our church front lawn, prayed over for all of those shot-fired incidents from January 20th to April 2021. I can think of 240, or now 321, reasons to lament, to find our knees, to look up, to gather our anxiety and our frustration and our pain and our confusion and lift it up to God. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, hear my prayer. We learn from looking at Psalms such as the 130th Psalm that with lament comes waiting. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in God's word I hope. Lament and waiting, according to the biblical witness, whether we like it or not, go hand in hand. We don't lament and then suddenly we are relieved immediately from what we are lamenting about. There is waiting involved and watching and resting in the Lord and being patient. The problem with waiting and watching and being patient is that we're not good at it. At waiting, at watching, at being patient. In the age of fast food and express lanes and instant credit checks, we're not very patient people. I'm not. We have grown increasingly impatient, some would say, as they look at our world. Everything about life has gotten faster. We've lost the discipline of waiting. Andrew Root suggests in his recent book that modernity is the constant process of speeding things up. This is a quote. Technology's longstanding promise has been an easier, more leisurely, and even more meaningful life. But it hasn't worked out that way. The pace of life has accelerated, and the present is compressed, which is a way of saying that the present doesn't last as long as it used to, and keeping up can be exhausting. As life moves faster, we have trouble keeping up, and left behind, we have trouble waiting. But the psalmist knew about waiting. I don't know that the psalmist liked waiting, but the psalmist knew about it and told the ages about it. My soul waits for the Lord. Why? Because there's nothing else for my soul to do. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. I've gotten better at lamenting. Lamenting isn't just ordinary complaining. Rachel would say, I've always been a really good complainer. But that's not what lamentation is. Lamentation is gathering the deeper soul-damaging suffering, gathering that and offering it to God. I've gotten better at lamenting, and it has helped. I had forgotten to lament, but my friend reminded me, that's what you need, that's what we need, that's what's happening. I had forgotten about the need, spiritual and otherwise, for lament. I had forgotten the need to gather my worry and my woe, to name it, to reflect upon it, to confront it, to lift it up to God. I've not mastered lamentation, but I've gotten better at it. However, I have gotten no better at waiting. I have gotten no better at waiting. I'm still dogged by impatience. How long, O Lord? How long? It helps me to remember that my waiting isn't in vain. I'm not just waiting for the sake of waiting. I'm waiting for God, and there's a difference. I trust that God hears my prayerful lament. I trust that God answers prayer. I trust that God isn't only worthy, God is trustworthy. God's time may not be my time. The things I'm praying for may not be answered the way I want or even expect. And God's way may not be my way, but I am waiting on the Lord, who's trustworthy. Now I only see the picture in part. I see only part of the story. I'm always stuck in time, stuck in my anxiety, but God is not stuck. God transcends all worry and all woe, mine and yours. God is able where we are not able. God can do what we cannot do. I'm not waiting for nothing. I'm not waiting thinking that just time will make everything better. I'm waiting on God. And while that waiting often requires more patience than I have, I trust that waiting is oriented in the right direction. I'm not waiting for me. I'm not waiting for you. I'm not waiting for the government. I'm not waiting for the church. I'm not waiting for time. I'm waiting for God. And while I'm not good at it, I know my waiting is not in vain. I lament, and I wait. It's part of our tradition. It's part of our story. It may not be the part we like the most, but we all know it's a deep part of who we are as people of faith. God allows us, encourages us to lament, and we do. And we wait. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Out of the depths, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in God's word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for mourning, more than those who watch for mourning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with the Lord is great power to redeem. It is God who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.